I think he set up a good response. He helped his delegates move forward. He was so gentle. I describe it as gentle because when you come to something like this in politics, it can be a little abrupt, a little shocking. But he didn't do that. He set course for us. He had meetings with us. And then when we got to the floor, he sent messages to us directly, telling us what he wants us to do. I'm one of those people that if I support him, I support him 100%. And I do. So I would support his decision, and I'm going to work with him as we move forward to not only work on these issues that are more important. It's always Trump and the candidate, right? But the issues are the thing that drive us forward. And so that revolution he started, it just doesn't end because he said, hey, we got to move course. So I'm excited about the decision he's made and how we'll help him do that.
What do you say to the Bernie Sanders delegates that aren't taking that tack, that are saying that left last night?
Yeah. You know, shock makes you do things that are not necessarily your best foot forward. I think people have some good concern. They cannot be ignored. So they are concerned about some of her foreign policy decisions. I'm concerned. I don't want us in perpetual war, right? I'm concerned about the TPP. I don't want to see the destruction further of our environment. We need to stop very bad trade deals. No question about that. I am very pro-union. And so anything that's going to strip away middle-class families, I am opposed to that. So I really want us to say, how do we move her, right? To move the agenda of the people once she is in the White House. That is our responsibility, and I believe that that's what Bernie Sanders is telling us that we must do.
You know, talk to me about the TPP and why trade has taken such a central role in this campaign. It seems like kind of a confusing issue, you might say, for your average American. What is the TPP? What does it mean to me? And yet it is taking a really central role in this.
You know, what has happened to make it very ABC for me, right? I had to understand it in this term. I remember NAFTA in this way, that my family, who were in East St. Louis, working, middle-class families in industrial centers, all of a sudden, by the time I was 13 years old, my mother had to move because there were no other jobs that she could work, because all the industry had been moved out of the inner cities, urbanizing these ghetto areas. And so I understand that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the NAFTA agreements, these things took jobs away from us and sent them to the world, where then they are prospering and our communities are suffering. And so for me, it's a very simple concept. The TPP destroys the environment, drags a big pipe all the way down from the north to the south. That's a problem. We also know that it doesn't restore communities. It doesn't give jobs. It doesn't give living wages. And so we have to put that, all the big concepts in the TPP, we don't even need to have that discussion. What we need to have is, how do we return jobs to our communities? How do we revitalize the infrastructure of America? And you can't do that by destroying it at the same time for profit. We have to move away from those kind of policies. I think the people, majority, when they understand how we lost employment in our country, it is from these kind of very backward trade deals. And I want to see those come to an end.
Now, it seems like unions there, unions back at home. Is there a correlation between the movement that we're seeing that you're talking about, TPP, bigger, obviously, NAFTA and such, and what Bruce Rauner is agenda is in Illinois?
Bruce Rauner has been a serious disaster for our state. We know that we needed to create more jobs. We need to save taxpayers' money. I'm a taxpayer. I own a home. But what I do want to make sure happen is that our children have adequate educational resources at the university and all over our state. We should have adequate child care, not less, but more, because we want more people to be working. And unfortunately, Bruce Rauner doesn't agree that regular people should make a living wage. He agrees that he and his friends should make $750,000. Tax breaks, but he doesn't agree that you and I should make $17, $22, $25 an hour, that we may be able to take care of our families appropriately and not have to work two and three jobs. So we have to look at this from the standpoint of working people, regular people, who believe that Rauner was going to turn us around, but what he's done is turned us upside down.